From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Was it a market mover?
No. I have to admit, I did not listen to the whole 1 hour, 48 minutes of it. So the State of the Union address, Mike, I think it probably ran along the expected lines, didn't it? Sort of almost 2 hours of rhetoric and a somewhat creative approach to facts. The economy is roaring like never before. We've kind of, a lot of stuff we've heard before, Mike. There were some sort of economic related comments. He believes that tariffs could one day replace income tax. Tariffs would need to raise trillions of dollars for that to actually eventuate. And you've also got to speculate about the longevity of tariffs and, you know, whether or not they survive for any period of time at all. Plan for a new 401k initiative. That's a savings initiative for people, but not a lot of detail. A reaffirmation of the plan to take some corporate entities out of the housing market. Again, we'd already heard that. A lot of talk about affordability, the cost of living. Recent polls suggest the average American isn't really feeling that those affordability gains just yet. But a very much domestic-focused speech, Mike. That did different. There normally is an element of international perspective in these speeches. There wasn't yesterday. Looking at financial markets, the US share markets are positive overnight. The US 10-year bonds, they're unchanged. They've been pretty controlled recently, actually, over February. 10-year rates have probably fallen a bit. Cryptocurrencies were up, so not a real market mover, Mike. I think financial markets have developed a sort of let's wait and see attitude with regard to presidential announcements to see what actually transpires. So not really.
Okay. That inflation in Australia, it didn't move a lot, but it's stuck. It's up and it's stuck, isn't it?
It is absolutely stuck. So monthly CPI print across the Tasman, looking at the headline numbers, headline monthly CPI increased 0.4% month on month, annual rate of 3.8%, so unchanged there, but it was above market consensus expectations, which is sitting at 3.7. Now, they have what's called the annual trimmed mean measure. That's arguably more sort of interesting for the RBA. At 3.4%, that was also above market expectations. They thought that would be 3.3. Yeah, you look into the detail. Housing components of the CPI calculation over there are still contributing inflation, still running above market expectations. Just to sort of reiterate, the RBA cash rate there, they lifted in early February to 3.85. This monthly inflation number has probably raised the possibility that the RBA will deliver a further hike to that RBA cash rate, which would take it over 4%. A reminder that we're sitting at 2.25, so they're going a different direction from us. Looking at market pricing, they're saying that that rate hike could happen by the middle of this year. And yeah, if you look inside the numbers, Mike, there's some evidence there that discretionary category spending is picking up. You've still got this crazy roll-off of the electricity subsidies. So, look, I'm seeing a number that electricity was up 18.5% in January. I think that's the impact of the subsidies.
Exactly.
Yeah, food price inflation, 3.1. Remember, we're at about 4.6, so they're doing better on that front. That's an annual number. But their housing group up just under 7% for the year. So, look, inflation is sticky and they've got a problem.
Righto, Steel and Tube, what do we know?
Yeah, so we spoke about Vulcan Steel yesterday. We spoke about that yesterday morning. Then during the day yesterday, Steel and Tube released their first half result. They've delivered a loss, Mike. The similar outcome to Vulcan Steel in that their revenue increased, but their margins are getting squeezed. And we talked about profitability yesterday, Mike. This is an issue. To use their words, a continued tough economic environment. They did say, though, that market indicators are tracking positively. They noted that they're expecting government spending to increase in the latter half of 2026, which would feed into that non-residential building sort of category. The market didn't really like this result, though. They took the share price down 11% yesterday, so not a great outcome for them.
Numbers, please.
So, as I said, US markets are higher. We've currently got the Dow Jones at 49,418, so up about half a percent, 243 points. The S&P 500 up around 50 points, 6939, 0.75%, and the NASDAQ 23,124 up 1.14%, that's 260 points. Overnight, we got a lot of positive numbers. FTSE 100 up 1.13%, 10,801. The Nikkei up over 2%, 58,583, and the Shanghai Composite up about 0.75%, 4147. The Aussies yesterday gained 1.17%, 9128 the mark there for the ASX 200, and the NZX 50 relatively unchanged, 13,528. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar 0.5991 against the US, 0.8421 Aussie, 0.5076 euro, 0.4422 against the pound, 93.67 Japanese yen, gold $5,222, and a little bit of the froth taken out of the Brent crude market is $70.74.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.